And so for the remainder of the message, I'll mainly be looking at 1 John 2. If you want to turn to that section, you can hold your spot there. 1 John 2 and verse 3 is where I'm going to start. It's 1 John 2 and verse 3. We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his words, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. So this seems pretty straightforward. It states that we know him if we keep his commandments. And what commandments are those? Specifically, we can see the Ten Commandments in Exodus. There's judgments and statutes. And as a fulfillment of the Spirit, we ought to walk just as he walked. It shows us that we learn about God by experience and doing the things that Jesus did. We know that Christ walked perfectly without sin. And while we may not be able to do that ourselves, we can walk a mile in his shoes, live day by day like Jesus, following the commandments. And as we do, we learn better what his life was like and the things that he experienced. Living by the law directly teaches us about how God, about who God is in that way. So since that is a little cut and dry, I want to focus a little bit more on growing in the grace of God. Now, for that, we can again look at 2 Peter, the beginning of the chapter, verses 1 and 2. That's 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2. It says, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not only for ours, but also for the sins of the world. Now, if we move a little further down the chapter to 1 John 2, verse 16, we see some of the basic categories that sin breaks down to that causes a separation with God. That is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So we have the ability to know him because of the Holy Spirit that lives in us. The Holy Spirit sets us apart and allows God to have a relationship with us so that we can draw closer to God. Looking at the meaning of the word grace in both Hebrew and Greek, we see it as favor and kindness from God, unmerited and undeserved from our part. God extends himself freely, reaching out to us to bridge the gap, that gap that is caused by the sins that we have. God's grace is revealed to you and me through experiences as he lives in our lives. In your personal life, God has revealed who he is in different situations, and he tends to work with each individual individually or differently. There are several examples we find throughout the Bible where he reveals aspects of his character, often through trials. And in some of these places, we see that God reveals himself through different names. To Hagar, he is revealed as the God who sees. That is Genesis 16 and verse 13. Does anybody else have some other names that they can think of off the top of their head? I'm actually going to take some comments here if somebody wants to say one. Lindsay?
The God of Heaven's Armies.
The God of Heaven's Armies. Okay. Mr.
Clore.
Yahweh Rafika, the God who heals us. Those are some good ones. So as he was bringing Israel through the wilderness, he revealed to them that he is the Lord who provides. That is Deuteronomy 15, 4 through 5. To Moses, it is revealed as the God who heals, who keeps the diseases he put on the Egyptians away from the Israelites, as long as they followed his commands and statutes. That's Exodus 15, verse 26. John, even in 1 John 2, refers to Christ as the righteous one. So when and how has God revealed himself to you? Was he the God of all comfort after the death of a loved one? Is he the God who strengthened you through a difficult trial? We should all know God as the Lord who sanctifies, because he has set us apart for his purpose. Now, it might be a good exercise to go through and write down some of these things that God has revealed in your life, where he has shared experiences, where you have shared experiences with God, where you have seen and grown in grace. See how your relationship has grown. So again, to ask the original question, do you know about God or do you know God? 2 Peter 3 and 1 John 2 teach us the ways that we can know God. That unlike other gods of the world, he is a God that can be known. That through his word and living his ways, he has given us a way to have a relationship with him. Something that we all must strive for. So I believe we do know God through scriptures and our experiences. Through grace that the Father in Christ has shown us. Through their plan and sacrifice. God will never cease to amaze and astound us. He is a great, loving, and powerful God. So never stop pursuing, learning, and experiencing him. Doesn't matter if you have been in the church, living this way of life for 5 years, 25 years, or longer. I can guarantee there's always more to learn. So let's continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.